Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's not much to say about the New England Patriots' performance yesterday other than they stunk. The Pats were soundly defeated by the Tennessee Titans 34-10 in Nashville, ending their six-game winning streak. Head coach Bill Belichick said after the game, everything was a problem.
Titans did a better job than we did in every part of the game, every phase of the game. So not a good day for us. And we've got a lot of work to do here, a lot of football left to go. We just obviously didn't do much of anything well today. So
to break things down for us this morning, as he does most Monday mornings, is ESPN.com's Mike Reese, who joins us now from Nashville. Good morning, Mike, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
And good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You know, the Patriots' offense appeared out of sync all day long yesterday. I can't remember when I saw Tom Brady have such a bad game. What was behind all that?
Well, there's a long list of things, and the place to probably start is the offensive line. That's the foundation of the house that you sort of build everything off of. And when they have a bad game, it's hard for the offense to function at its best. And Tom Brady wasn't at his best. He made some poor decisions. They couldn't get a running game going. But the offensive line really didn't protect consistently to give the passing game a chance to get started.
And to give credit, the Titans' defense really stepped up yesterday.
It really did, and a key point to highlight is that the Titans are coached by Mike Vrabel, a former Patriots linebacker, played for the team from 2001 to 2008. So he has a really good feeling for what the Patriots like to do on offense, and he gave his team a very good plan. The players executed it very well. They pressured up the middle quite a bit successfully, and they also shut down the Patriots' running game and took away some of the easy passes that they like to throw.
And what about the Patriots' defense yesterday? They coughed up 34 points.
Well, it was very disappointing. The thing that stood out to me watching the Patriots' defense is they looked tired. Their fundamentals and their tackling, which is usually very strong, was not at its usual level. It looked like a team that had played 10 straight games in addition to four other preseason games and maybe needs a little bit of a break, and that's what they get this week on their bye week. So maybe all those games caught up to them a little bit on defense.
And the bye week will maybe help them get healthy, too, because tight end Rob Gronkowski was out again, as were other players.
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski didn't play for the third time in 4 weeks, and the thinking there is, you know, you give him some rest, and then you get the bye week, and hopefully you get him back for the final six games of the season, back to being himself, what he feels like he can be on the field, because he's such a vital part of their offense. And they also lost three other players in this game. Their starting left tackle, Trent Brown, left with a back injury. Receiver Julian Edelman, their top target, left with an ankle injury. But he came back at the end of the game to be on the sideline, which is an indication it probably isn't a long-term concern. And tight end Dwayne Allen, who was filling in for Rob Gronkowski, left with a knee injury. And that one seemed maybe a little more significant than the other two.
You know, beyond getting healthy again, what do the Patriots need most to get back on track after this loss against a team that they should have beaten?
Yeah, well, multiple things. I would say a running game is a good place to start on offense. When you look at the statistics, they had 40 yards rushing on 19 carries, averaging just 2.1 yards per carry, and that's not going to be good enough going forward. And when the Patriots are at their best, they have a balanced offense where they don't put it all on Tom Brady to make every throw and to have the passing game be the only thing that they can count on. So, Bob, I think there's a long list of things that they can get better at, including special teams and defense playing more consistently. But if I had to pick one thing, I'd probably start with the running game right now.
Mike, with this loss, the Pats are 7-3 on the season. What's the big picture for them then in the division?
Well, it's a great question because this loss could really hurt their hopes to have the playoffs run through Foxborough and Gillette Stadium as the top seed in the AFC, because the team they're chasing, the Kansas City Chiefs, is 9-1. So the Patriots are now two games behind the Chiefs with six games left to play. So what this loss for the Patriots means is that if they make the playoffs, they'll probably have to go on the road at some point and win a game to get to the Super Bowl.
All right, well, we'll see if they can work that issue out and all the rest in the couple of weeks, as they don't play again until the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR's Morning Edition. Mike, I wish it was a different outcome yesterday, but thanks for speaking with us this morning.
And thanks for having me, Bob. Have a great day.